Welcome back to More Than Money on 770 CHQR. We've seen inflation take a huge toll on people here, especially at the grocery stores, which we're all experiencing. We're joined by Dr. Sylvain Charlebois, Senior Director at the Agri-Food Analytics Lab at Dalhousie University. Dr. Charlebois, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
Everyone is going through this problem. It's not something that anyone is insulated to. I have young children. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing, you know, shocking prices of $15 watermelons and going, you know, when does this end? How did this start? So we're going to digest all of that because I know that you have a ton of research and commentary on this. So I've heard the term shrinkflation a lot when you're seeing a bag of chips and going, this is smaller than I remember. But the term shelfflation is a little bit new. So maybe we can go into detail on that. Tell us what shelfflation actually is.
So shelfflation is when supply chain inefficiencies are impacting the quality of products at retail. So sometimes it takes a bit longer for products to get to retail, to get to stores, whether it's because of a snowstorm, because of problems at the border, because of delays, labor issues, a ton of things can happen from farm gate to store or to restaurants. And typically when there are some disruptions along the supply chain, it will impact the quality of the product you have access to as a consumer, which will compromise the shelf life of some products, especially produce, for example, all the fresh products. That's why we call it shelflation, because you end up throwing away more products at home and paying for that for those products just because they don't really last as long when you're at home.
So you mentioned, you know, obviously a supply chain, but this isn't the first time this has happened.
Oh, no, it happens all the time. It's just we noticed that there are major issues affecting supply chain since the start of the pandemic for obvious reasons. With unpredictable market conditions, lockdowns, things like that, issues around the world, it's been very difficult for food companies to plan ahead and basically be ahead of the market, essentially. So that's why we've seen more disruptions, more issues since March of 2020. So and people have noticed, really, especially, again, in the periphery of the store where fresh products are sold.
I think it's definitely highlighted now amongst other things because inflation is affecting everything. But for grocery stores specifically, how is this going to impact how people shop for food differently?
Well, people are going to be more vigilant, of course. They'll be looking at products more often. They'll, of course, be a little bit more careful with what they buy. Because typically, as grocery shoppers, you end up buying calories, but you also buy time. So you often see people reaching out at the end of the bottom of the shelf, in the back, so you can actually buy products for which the best before date is a little bit farther, and things like that. So you buy time as you buy food. And so I suspect that there's going to be more of that. There's been more of that at the grocery store, really. And so it's been interesting to watch people, how they behave. And of course, the other issue is nutrition. People may actually stay away from perishable products because of shelflation. And that's really a concern because you're basically making some compromises for your own nutrition and nutrition of your household.
I know that dairy is a big story here when it comes to increased food prices. And I read your piece on that. It was very interesting to me because we don't know the backstory on that. All we're saying is we need milk and we're going to go and buy it. So maybe you can kind of give us a highlight on the dairy individually.
Yeah, so right now things are calming down at the grocery store. It's not as hectic as it used to. I mean, the food inflation rate was at 10% effectively, but now it's under 10. It seems that we're seeing the light at the end of the food inflation tunnel, but there is one exception, and that's dairy. Why? Well, we've just had a record hike for milk prices on the farm, 8.4%. And now the Canadian Commission, our Crown Corporation, has decided to increase milk prices by another 2.5% in September when kids go back to school. So what we're expecting on the market is to see dairy product prices go up by 6, 7, 8% more than what they are now. So while the grocery store, we're expecting more deals in certain places, not in dairy. So if you're a big fan of ice cream, instead of screaming for ice cream, you're probably gonna be screaming at ice cream more so.
So and you noted in your piece that I read here, and I thought it was an interesting topic, is that the consumer's paying higher prices for certain items. Let's say dairy. Are we getting passed on the increase in price for inefficiencies in some of these industries? And is that happening?
Oh, probably. Of course, yes. In dairy in particular, I'm not sure because it is a really tight industry. Most plants are at capacity, really. And so they're producing what they need. And margins are so, so low in food. Food is really high volume, low margin business. So obviously, there's not much room to play around. My concern has always been like stop sales or pause sales, as we saw with Frito-Lay and Loblaws. Basically, Frito-Lay rocking away from a client because they couldn't agree on prices. That's what food inflation does when it's too high. When market conditions are unpredictable, they can't commit to a 6-month time frame, for example. Well, a stop sale in dairy would be disastrous because you would lead to milk dumping. Millions and millions of liters of milk dumping. So it hasn't happened so far, but it doesn't mean that it wouldn't happen. I know that there's a lot of pressure on grocers and on processors right now.
You mentioned before there that there's certain items that are definitely, you know, higher and inflated than others. Is there anything that is any products at the store that have been insulated through this process?
Well, actually, it's funny you ask. I mean, since December, I've been looking at some of the data in released by Statistics Canada. There are anomalies, if you will, even though the food inflation is at 10%. What people may not know is that both pork and chicken are cheaper than in December. So we often talk about things that are more expensive, but when you look at what's going on with meat economics, actually chicken and pork are good deals right now compared to December. So you may want to look into that. There are other exceptions in the center of the store, like dried pasta, some sauces. If you look very carefully, there are some products that have been stable. But if you look at the last 20 years, there are actually some products that are priced the same. Bananas, tofu, peanut butter, and flour. So there you go. So if you're into banana bread, go for it. You'll pay the same price to make one banana bread along with tofu. I don't know what you would do with tofu, but I'm sure you can figure it out.
One last piece here. Do you have any money-saving suggestions for people at the grocery store today?
I could leave you with two really important tips. One, eat what you buy. The average household this year will spend about $14,000 on food retail. And the average household will likely waste anywhere between $2,000 to $3,000 worth of that food. That's a lot of money. So if you're careful with food waste at home, you can save some money. The other thing I would consider is to trade down as much as possible so you can dodge that food inflation bullet. And what I mean by that is just look for other brands. And private labels, to be honest, are actually becoming more popular. Food sales at dollar stores have increased by 18% since March. So you can't buy everything at dollar stores, but you can buy the same products at dollar stores you can buy at grocery stores, but half the price sometimes. Lots of conversions out west, by the way. Lots of grocers are actually converting regular stores into discount stores. And I would take advantage of that because you can save anywhere between 30 to 52%, depending on what you buy, but you can save a lot by just changing address.
Wow. So, okay, just be a little bit selective. So, okay, that's amazing. Well, I wanted to thank you for joining us, Sylvain, and giving us some detail on a topic that many people have been, you know, concerned about in dealing with. And I wanted to thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Sylvain Charlebois, Senior Director, Agri-Food Analytics Lab at Dalhousie University. We're seeing the effects of inflation in our everyday lives. And if you're living in or transitioning to a retirement, you may be concerned about whether or not your lifestyle is still possible with this inflation. We'll be talking about how you can manage through recessions and through the entirety of retirement through higher increase in prices. In our next seminar, join us Tuesday, August 16th, 7 p.m. live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. Stay tuned after the break. This isn't a typical time where taxes are top of mind, but maybe they should be. We're going to be talking about tax loss selling on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.